Hello and welcome to this episode of On the Long Days. We are talking about my experience during my second trimester, picking up right where we left off last episode. That, for some reason, that was like a tongue twister. But getting into the second trimester, I was super sensitive about the fact that I wasn't showing. That was like the biggest thing that was going on. I was getting a lot of comments from people like, when's that bump coming? When are you going to start showing? Lift up your shirt so we can see if there's anything there. Like a lot of, you know, bump patrolling. And I was already sensitive to the fact that I thought I would be showing. Like my expectations were, I'm pregnant, 5 weeks later, I'm going to have a bump. Like that's what I thought. And I was pretty insecure about it. I was like searching and Googling pictures of like how far along I was. Like if I was like 14 weeks, I'd look up like 14 weeks pregnant and look at all the pictures of the other bumps and then try to like compare my bump. And it just became clear that everyone grows differently, which makes sense when you hear that. But when you're looking for confirmation everywhere that your pregnancy is going how it's supposed to be going, it just leads to a lot of insecurities. Or that's what it did for me. So I was definitely just super aware of my body in general. And yeah, just looking for any positive indication that things were happening, that the baby was growing. So I wasn't even taking that many photos for like my pregnancy journal because I just felt like I was like trying to cup a belly that like was not really there. And that was a little bit tough. I did start showing probably around 24 weeks. And then the other thing that people say is, have you felt the baby kick? Have you felt the baby kick? Have you felt the baby kick? I didn't feel the baby kick until like right around the same time. I want to say I was like 26 weeks or something. So again, it's making me think, is everything okay? Is the baby moving? Is the, like, I think people, and it's like they are being helpful or like by checking in and wanting to like have updates on your pregnancy. But for me, it was just planting all this doubt because I was already so nervous about everything. And also, I had no idea what it felt like to feel a baby kick. And it is a really weird thing. And it's hard to even describe what it feels like. The first time I felt it, I was in the car. And it kind of is just like, it felt like when your belly like drops on a roller coaster or something. Like it's just this kind of like little like, poof, like, again, it's like you'll know it when you know it. And I think if I could tell you anything, it's like you will feel your baby kick. You will see a belly. And whenever that happens is just exactly when it's supposed to happen. And one day in your third trimester, there will be no doubt of the kicking and the moving. But the second trimester can just be different for everybody. And when you show can be different. Some people do show really early. Some people, you know, it takes a little bit of time. And then some people in their second pregnancy show different than how they showed in their first pregnancy. So let yourself have the experience that you're having. I kind of like look forward to my second pregnancy because I feel like hopefully I'll be able to like relax a little bit more and just know more. But at the beginning, when it's your first, you have no idea. You're so like, it's all new. Like you have no idea what it's happening and what things are supposed to be looking like for you and what things are supposed to be feeling like for you. And so having the patience to just let it happen and to just trust your body is like a daily practice, or that's how it was for me. And then another thing is my baby was actually, and this gets into like the weird thing of percentiles and ultrasounds and all of that, but I had my ultrasound that I think was my 20-week ultrasound, and my baby was measuring a little bit on the smaller side. So it wasn't a huge deal. And again, thank God I had my midwife to call and to like reassure me about everything. But since I was already having a little bit of like fear around my baby measuring smaller, every time someone would point out my small belly would like just bring that back, that fear right back to the surface. So again, you don't know what people are going through with their pregnancy. So I think the best thing you could say to someone, or like what I'm going to do from now on, is like, how are you feeling? How is it going? Is there anything I can do for you? Like that I think is a way to check in, but not necessarily comment on the physical changes that are going on for that person, because you just don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So that's my second trimester advice, but I did feel physically the best during my second trimester. I felt like I was like able to do a lot physically, like go on long walks. I had a good amount of energy. I was able to eat like totally normal. And I like was very clear-headed. So my advice for the second trimester would also be to do fun things like your pregnancy photo shoot. Like I felt like the best physically, and I feel like I looked like what I would describe as like cute pregnant. That was just my experience, that I just felt really good in my body during the end of my second trimester going into the beginning of my third. And I just waited too long to do a pregnancy photo shoot until I was like at the end of my third, and I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't feel like any part of me wants to do a photo shoot. So if you are thinking of doing something like that, like just do it whenever you feel like good in your body and just schedule it and do it, because you don't know how long you're going to be feeling that way. And then also my body was changing a lot towards the end of the second trimester, and it was getting to the point where I was growing out of things. So I feel like as someone who, like, is aware of the size of their body, and I think that there's a lot of pressure on people to have to be a certain size. And even though you're growing for a good reason, sometimes it can be a little jarring to grow out of clothes that you used to fit into. And it's obviously an amazing thing because it means the baby's growing, but it makes it harder to get dressed during the day, and it can be a little frustrating. So what I found worked for me was just to have a storage box next to my dresser. And anytime I grew out of something, I would just fold it and put it in that box so I didn't have to look at it anymore. Because there was a point where I was looking at my clothes options and half of them fit and half of them didn't. And I'd have to like shuffle through and find, you know, the pair of joggers or the crop top that wasn't showing half of my belly. And it just felt like it made it harder to get dressed, and I just didn't love that. So just having my options be things that only fit me just made it a more positive experience to get dressed. So I would just put it to the side because I was like, okay, one day this will fit again, but that's not happening right now. So to just have it out of the way, boxed up, don't have to look at it. And then, you know, weekly there'd be things that I didn't fit anymore, and they'd just go in that side box and have the lid on it, and like it was done. Some people might not have like such a thing around that, but for me, I just like it made me feel more confident to have options that fit rather than shuffling through a bunch of things that didn't fit me every morning. And also, I think just starting to do things that helped me connect with my body. I was doing some pregnancy Pilates during my second trimester, and I really liked doing that. And it was fun because I just started having a little bump to like cradle and to kind of like put my hands on. So that was really nice. I would also recommend doing things on the educational side during your second trimester. So this is a great time to take your childbirth education class. I highly recommend doing a childbirth education class, and not necessarily one through your hospital, but one through just an independent provider who has time to like sit with you and answer all of your questions and can just walk you through, you know, what it looks like to go into labor, the difference between, you know, being in labor and then being in active labor, talking through the interventions that might happen. Like for me, being prepared for every situation just helped me feel more confident going into my birth. So I had a birth plan for a home birth. If I were to transfer, if I were to need an induction, if I were to need to have a cesarean birth, what interventions I was comfortable with and which ones I wasn't as comfortable with, things that I wanted done to the baby when it came to like bathing the baby, or, you know, when I felt comfortable having the umbilical cord cut, and just you have options. So to just know. And again, sometimes you don't. Sometimes there's an emergency thing and that goes out the window. But having plans so that when you're in labor, if your labor's going, you know, the way of a non-high risk labor, that things are kind of, you know, progressing like a normal labor would, that you have something written down that your partner can have, or, you know, if you have a doula, that has your preferences. Because when you're in labor, you're not wanting to have conversations with people about what your you feel comfortable with and what you don't. So knowing all of that just helps you feel a lot more prepared going into the birth. So that's what I would recommend. I'd also recommend doing a breastfeeding education course if you can. And if you're planning on breastfeeding, I'm going to release a breastfeeding episode. There's so much to know when it comes to breastfeeding. And I feel like it's terrible, the lack of education around breastfeeding and this idea that if you have breasts, you're just going to know exactly what to do, because that's so wrong and incorrect. And breastfeeding is probably the thing that I get the most questions about, because it's really hard. It can be hard, and there's things that you should know going into it. So again, I highly recommend that. Another thing to do is put in your car seat. And this sounds crazy, but I feel like everything that you can get done going into your third trimester, because there was a third trimester point where I just had foggy brain and didn't want to do anything, was really tired. So while you have that energy to just, you know, get the baby's room prepared, or, you know, if they're staying in your room, you know, setting things up, assembling furniture, washing the clothes, putting together anything that you need to put together, because, you know, you just don't know how you're going to be feeling in the third trimester. It's just, you know, I feel like the second trimester is just the time to get that stuff done. So jumping back into my story, my experience, at this point we are, you know, back in Massachusetts helping take care of my grandma. And that was, you know, heavy experience taking care of her in hospice, but I'm also very grateful that I got to spend that time with her. And I was pretty much over there with her every day. And it, you know, I think there's something to be said for bringing a new life into the world when someone you love might, you know, be sick or have passed away, because I just see that so much, that new life tends to come when a loss happens. And I think that there's a lot of mixed emotions that go along with that. And there's still tough moments for me thinking back on that time of how excited my grandma was for me, and how excited she was to hopefully be able to meet him, and she didn't get to do that. But again, it goes with that thing I was talking about in the last episode, that life is still happening all around you. And during a pregnancy, you might have times where you're grieving a little bit of the people that might not be around to meet that baby that's coming into the world. So also taking the time you need to process that. But we did have an amazing experience where we had gotten testing done, or blood work done, during my last midwife appointment to find out the gender of the baby. So that got mailed to us, and we ended up letting my grandma be the one to tell us if we were having a boy or a girl. And she really took her time revealing the outcome of that. And we have it all on video. It's really sweet. And we ended up finding out that we were having a boy, and that's such a nice memory to be able to look back, that she was the one that, you know, told us that we were having our son. And then another thing happened where during my first trimester, I found out that my sister was having some testing done, because it was looking like she had polycystic ovarian syndrome, and they were a little bit worried about what conceiving in the future might look like for her. So that was a little tough, because I always imagined we'd be pregnant at the same time, and yeah, we just, again, life happens. And I was so happy to be pregnant, but then also wanting so much to be able to share that with her, and while also wanting to support her on her, you know, journey. So while we were home for the holidays, she ended up coming home, and that was the second time I had seen her during my pregnancy. And she came up to me and she was like, "I have something to tell you." And it turned out that she was pregnant, which was crazy because she was in the middle of getting all this like infertility testing. And I think the doctors had just said, like, you know, go for it and try as much as you can. And they tried, and it happened, and they were calling to give her like the results of her blood work one day, and they let her know that she was actually pregnant. And we were like so happy. I mean, it was like amazing to be pregnant at that the same time. And that was like such a dream come true. So that was like a highlight of when I look back at my second trimester, finding out that my sister was pregnant as well. And this isn't really a spoiler alert because I mentioned it in the intro episode, but a few weeks later, we found out that she was actually pregnant with twins. So yeah, it was a crazy time, but so exciting. Another thing that I want to talk about when it comes to the second trimester is you might start peeing all the time, like having that frequent urination feeling, which, you know, you see in like movies and stuff. But I expected that to be like during the day, like having to run to the bathroom. And maybe that is for some people. But my time to pee always came at night. So what I felt like was early on, because I thought that would be more during the third trimester where you're like, your belly's bigger and things are pushing on, you know, everything, that I'd have to pee all the time. Like I started peeing sometimes 3 to 4 times a night during my second trimester. And that was like a little frustrating because I was having to get up and walk to the bathroom and it was disrupting my sleep. So one thing I would recommend is getting a Himalayan sea salt light or like some sort of dim nightlight, because leaving that on in the bathroom just kept me from having to turn the lights directly like on while I peed, and helped me stay in like a little bit of a calm sleep state so that I would go to the bathroom and be able to fall asleep easier when I got back to bed, because I was already having such disrupted sleep. So not like turning any bright lights on just helped me be able to fall asleep. And I still use that Himalayan salt lamp to breastfeed at night with my son, so that I don't have to turn like any, you know, bright lights on, for the same reasons with that. And yeah, you're kind of starting to get that nesting feeling during the second trimester. That kicked in for me, where I was just like wanting to do laundry all the time and like clean everything, wash curtains, like just like the weirdest things were happening. And yeah, I just look back on it as a super special time where I did want to journal more and I did want to take some more pictures during the second trimester. And it felt like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. Like it was just like a happy time that I really loved, like going on walks and touching my belly and taking a lot of time to enjoy the pregnancy. Like in the shower, I loved disconnecting, you know, with the belly and being really present with it. And I liked oiling my belly. There's a misconception that like if you oil your belly, you're not going to get stretch marks or I forget the name of it, but the one line that can go from the belly button, you know, up and down the length of the belly. And from what I know, that's all genetics. So there's, if you're genetically predisposed to having stretch marks or, you know, that the pigmentation line, there's no like oil or like amount of things that you can do to really keep that from happening. So it's not like you're going to buy this magical thing that's going to help you have zero stretch marks. But I loved oiling my belly because it just felt like a way for me to connect every single day with that belly. And I used an oil from Mirke Nomads, I believe was the name of it. It was Oil of the Sisters. So I'll put that in the show notes, because you do want to be careful, you know, with anything that you're putting on your body, that you're checking that it's safe, and that like if you're using essential oils, that they're safe during the pregnancy. If you haven't already checked, you know, any supplements or medications that you're taking, you know, definitely doing that. Hopefully you did that before, you know, your pregnancy, but just being really aware of anything that you put on your body, and not in like a fear-based way, but just wanting to do things that support you rather than, you know, could cause any harm. So having that awareness. But yeah, I hope that, you know, during your second trimester that you just enjoy it and can have those moments where you are starting to trust the body a little bit more. So yeah. That is my second trimester for you. It's a little like anticlimactic because it was just kind of a calm time. We ended up actually moving back to Florida during the second trimester and getting to like set up everything for the baby. And that was like a really special time where we were just like assembling everything and it was starting to feel, you know, so real. And putting together the baby registry during the second trimester was also something that was super fun to do, and calling all of my friends and seeing what they like recommended. And I'm also going to do an episode called Baby Essentials that tells you the things that I liked and the things that I didn't use. But again, take that with a grain of salt because yeah, like you just, it's different for everybody of what thing you're going to find useful for your particular baby. But you know, starting to do things that are just getting you to a place where you're getting ready for that birth. A website that I really like is Informed Pregnancy. It's actually a podcast. It's called Informed Pregnancy. I'll put that in the show notes. And there's a website called Evidence-Based Birth that's also great. And I will list the childbirth education and breastfeeding classes in the show notes. So if you're looking for, I believe it's all virtual options that you can look into that. But if you have any questions, please go to the Q&A section on the website, onthelongdays.com. You can submit a question. I try every month to do a Q&A episode where I directly answer any listeners' questions. So your question could be featured on the next episode of On the Long Days. But other than that, if you're having a long day, just know that you're not alone and that you're doing the best that you can. And also know that I'm re-recording this episode because I didn't like the audio the first time I did it. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, she talked about having an 8-month-old and now she says she has a 10-month-old one episode later, it's because some of the audio was like a little scratchy. So I ended up re-recording some episodes. So just like, don't feel like you're going crazy if you thought I had an 8-month-old and now I have a 10-month-old, or if that seems like some things I'm saying time-wise are all over the place because I've had to re-record just to give you better audio quality. Yeah, but I really appreciate you listening, and tune in because the next episode will be all about third trimester. I will talk to you soon. Bye.